Forrest and Bird say there are significant gaps in the government's proposal to protect Maui and Hector's dolphins. The government is proposing to significantly expand areas of ocean around New Zealand free of set nets and trawl nets. It also identifies other threats that need to be dealt with to protect the dolphins, including toxoplasmosis and sub-lethal threats such as seismic surveys and seabed mining. Forrest and Bird's marine advocate Anton van Helden is in our Wellington studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
We heard from the fishing industry today, and they were pretty adamant that this toxoplasmosis, which comes from cat feces, was the real problem here and that they need to be left alone. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree. Certainly, toxoplasmosis is a thing that we know the dolphins do die of. It's a disease caused from the feces of cats and the cysts that end up in the marine environment. However, that's just the largest non-fisheries threat. It's not that there isn't a threat from fisheries, and we need to reduce the threat from all human-induced mortality, so all human threat, by at least 50% within the next 5 to 10 years to have any chance of these animals stop them from going extinct. The way that toxoplasmosis has been, there's a lot of uncertainty around it.
Because some scientists aren't that convinced, are they?
Well, no, and I think with good reason. So what it is a proportion of the animals that have, of the beach cast carcasses that have been examined, had toxoplasmosis, but we're talking still small numbers of animals over a stretch of time. And whilst we are now recognising that this is a disease that affects the dolphins, it is still uncertain, sure. Highly uncertain, as to whether or not that represents a full proportion
of
the dolphins.
In terms of the proposals in this new plan, does it need to go to proposal 4, the most extreme version, in order to save these dolphins?
Well, I think we need to take the most precautionary approach we can. The International Whaling Commission report that came out this morning that recommends that they go through a review process of the science that went in to inform the threat management plan. And that's a good thing. But in the meantime, we need to act as precautionally as we can. Now, there are good things about the plan, and certainly pushing the exclusion of set nets and trawl nets out to as far as we can to include all of the precautionary habitat that we can for those dolphins is fundamental.
The fishing industry, though, say it's going to cost jobs, livelihoods. Does it go too far?
The thing is, we're not stopping them from going fishing. We're just suggesting that they don't use methods that kill dolphins. And set netting and trawl netting are those things that expose them to the greatest risk. Now, there are other issues between the fishing industry bodies and the legislation itself that makes it difficult, perhaps, for those in the inshore fishery to transition to longlining, for example. But that would be a method that could be used to allow them to continue fishing and making a livelihood. It's just we recognise that it's complex, and we recognise that there should be the government should be working to transition those fishers into ways that use methods that don't kill dolphins.
The surveillance too. We know that the cameras are becoming more frequently used. Is that essential to making sure that the fishers are doing what they say they're going to do?
Well, it's fundamental that we have full observer coverage across the fishing fleet, and cameras is an opportunity to do that. The rollout for that has been really limited, and to date, putting cameras out on boats in the Maui's habitat, whilst it's a good thing, that doesn't stop the death of a dolphin. It just records when one comes aboard. And at this point in time, we really have to act now to save these dolphins. If we lose one animal from this population, that's trending it in a pretty bad direction. So we need to remove as much of the anthropogenic threat as we possibly can to ensure their survival.
Is it realistic to save, in particular, the Maui dolphin? I mean, if there's so few remaining, is it too late?
Well, no, this is the thing. We've got a chance now. We must take it. If these threat management plans come around every 5 years, and that's what we've got to do, and we need to put in place measures now. We get bycatch down to as close to zero as we possibly can, and we remove as much of the other threat as possible.
Alrighty, thank you very much. That is Anton van Helden from Forrest and Bird. He's their marine advocate.